High-performing AI teams innovate RAP idly. But how do they prevent experiments from destabilizing everything? Environment separation. By strategically isolating development, testing, and production, teams can explore new ideas without risking a production meltdown. Think of it as controlled chaos, where innovation thrives within safe boundaries. Environment separation is a critical safeguard, going beyond just dev and prod. It prevents accidental data corruption or outages. For AI-augmented teams, this includes controlling AI tool access. Your development AI tool should never access production data. Think about the risk. Development AI accessing live customer data? That's why strong environment separation is essential. Environment separation gets interesting when we layer it. We're creating tiers that limit access as you get closer to the live environment. For example, in development, engineers have broad access, including AI tools, on their own workstations. It's about balancing agility with control. Protecting non-production environments starts with data anonymization. Production data should never be present in development or testing without it. Think of it like this. We're cleaning the data. Data masking replaces sensitive information with realistic but fake substitutes. Pseudonymization? That swaps identifiable data with pseudonyms. Both add layers of protection. Data protection isn't optional. Compliance demands it. Think of GDPR, HIPAA, and PCI DSS. They're not suggestions, but requirements. GDPR, for instance, pushes data minimization. We must limit collection to only what's needed, especially with sensitive information. Likewise, HIPAA enforces a minimum necessary approach when dealing with health data. These regulations shape how we operate. Deploying AI code safely is the key, right? We have some smart ways to handle it. Consider blue-green deployments. It's like having two identical setups. You switch user traffic to the new version instantly. A problem? Just flip back to the old one. Canary deployments offer another path to safely roll out AI-powered code. For high-risk AI deployments, think about using a blue-green strategy. It's a safety net for your code. We run two identical production environments. Green handles all live user traffic. Blue is its inactive twin. New AI features go straight to blue. This way we can test and validate without impacting users. If everything checks out, blue becomes the new green, and the old green becomes the new blue, ready for the next update. Canary deployments are a smart way to manage risk. Think of it as gradually releasing new AI features. We start with a small user group, say 1%, then slowly increase exposure while watching performance. Instead of just jumping to full deployment, we increment, like 5%, then 25%, each time validating everything works smoothly with automated monitoring. This controlled rollout minimizes potential issues. Feature flags? They're essential, especially with AI experiments. Think of them as light switches for your features, AI-powered or not. Deploy the code, then decide who sees it and when. Perfect for A/B testing. Put your AI version head-to-head against the original. Target specific user groups for even better insights. Feature flags make controlled rollouts possible. AI's anomaly detection is incredibly powerful for deployments. It's like an instant alert system for issues within new AI features. Instead of sifting through endless data, the algorithms automatically pinpoint error rate spikes, latency increases, or resource overloads. The system learns a baseline of normal behavior and flags deviations. This doesn't replace your existing monitoring, but it enhances it. To protect production during deployments, automated rollbacks are invaluable. They act like a safety net. You specify acceptable KPI ranges, say for error rate or latency. If a deployment pushes those metrics beyond your defined thresholds, the system automatically rolls back. This minimizes any negative impact and keeps things running smoothly. Think of AI as a tireless system guardian, constantly monitoring and fixing issues. It can automatically restart a crashed app, scale resources during peak loads, or reroute traffic from an overloaded server. Self-healing minimizes manual intervention, creating a more resilient environment. Of course, it's not a perfect solution, but it is a powerful tool. Strong security controls are key to limiting deployment risks. Automate approvals for routine changes to keep things flowing, but require human review for potentially impactful deployments. That safety net is critical. Also, remember to protect your deployment credentials. Treat them like gold. It only takes one compromised account to cause a big problem. Predictability is a big win with our deployment strategy, and immutable deployments are key to that. Think of it like this. We don't tweak deployments after they're live. Instead, we replace them completely. This prevents configuration drift, guaranteeing consistency across all environments. Of course, every deployment requires a solid, tested rollback plan. Database migrations, for instance, absolutely must be reversible. A crucial idea here is infrastructure parity. It's about consistent environments. Infrastructure as code helps us achieve this, defining and managing infrastructure in a repeatable way, which minimizes those environment differences. Containerization then builds on that, guaranteeing applications run consistently no matter where they're deployed. It's the solution to that frustrating works on my machine problem, ensuring reliability. AI deployments shouldn't feel like a gamble. The secret to reliable AI is controlling how you release it. Think of development and production as separate worlds. Protect sensitive data with anonymization techniques like masking or synthetic data, especially with regulations like GDPR and HIPAA. For safer rollouts, consider strategies like blue-green, canary, or feature flags. Hopefully, you're walking away with some useful information today. I wanted to share a few key insights and, more importantly, get your thoughts. What questions do you have? I'm ready to explore these ideas further with you.